got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yep. Welcome back. All right, so I know it's not a spiritual battle, you know. It's not, right? I mean, that's what we're led to believe, even though Ephesians 6 says in the NASB 95, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. And then that's reiterated. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins about with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all taking up the shield of faith, which is with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation. Would that be the Christian's tinfoil hat? Just kidding. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to pierce, etc., etc. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Eternal vigilance, as Andrew Jackson put it, in this context. So, you know, we're led to believe, nah, this isn't real, even though there is, you know, there's all of this antagonism and hysterical animosity. If this is not real, then why were churches singularly targeted at the beginning of the COVID nonsense as not being able to gather? People have pointed out, you have all of these institutions, all of these establishments of ill repute. For example, I'll just leave it at that. These places all can gather. You know, if you want to go buy liquor and cigarettes, that's fine. But you can't gather to pray? Why is that? That seems strange, doesn't it? And if this is not a real battle, then why does it seem like the cultural Marxist bent that is overwhelmingly being pushed in pop culture, why does it seem to target, you know, call it Christian ethics and morality, so to speak? Why is that? Things that the Christian contingent, the Bible believing contingent, hold dear. You know, some people want to say the Abrahamic religions. Okay, fine. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I'm just saying, if it's not a real battle, then why is it this particular contingent that seems to coincide with the communist rules? You know, things that we've heard over and over. The communist, the long-term goals of the communist agenda, so to speak. It's interesting, you know, this all, and speaking of, you know, not getting swept up in the emotional frenzy, number eight, no, which one was it? Well, speaking of this, you know, the communist agenda, and as it pertains to the Christian, I mean, just see if some of these sound familiar. Capture one or both political parties. You know, again, I don't understand how... I mean, Joe Biden warned us 30-plus years ago who... I mean, he told us. Told the world at large how he operates. You know, I went out and talked to you folks, and you guys wouldn't give me the time of the day. And then I talked to these rich, powerful, influential folks, and they were like, sure, you know what, we'll pay for your so-called public service career. We will underwrite it, but we expect to get what we pay for. Joe, generational, old school bad guy. So capture one or both political parties, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. The civil rights movement, by the way, was not about freeing the slaves. It was about aggravating and exacerbating an issue that's not supposed to go away, that's supposed to divide us, and to sort of reignite the and reinvigorate the pervasive slave mindset. We're all supposed to catch that virus, that mind virus. Get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Get control of the teachers' associations. Has that happened? Gain control of all student newspapers. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policymaking positions. Remember, what's his name's admission before Congress? William Colby. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship in violation of free speech and free press. And now it's repressive tolerance, right? It wasn't enough to say freedom of speech. We got to have repressive tolerance so that we can shut these things down. That's what's going on. You know, and again, speaking of that, in an economic sense, you have the foundations that have these endowments that grow tax-deferred, so-called tax-free, while the American people have the brake, B-R-A-K-E, the friction of taxation, you know, primarily inflation applied to them. So evil is growing unabated, while the vast majority of the American people are persecuted in a variety of ways, economically by inflation and a number of other means, and culturally by a number of means. Censorship in the name of free speech, repressive tolerance. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, and TV. It's everywhere at this point. It's almost impossible not to find that. How about this one? 18. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. And I would say, you know, if society is trending in this direction, then, you know, I go back to that little passage from the Narcissistic Personality Disorder Wikipedia entry. And this little bit under the well, it looks like this has changed a little bit. Now this section is titled Presentation. The sentence is, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of really any personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder in this case, the person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from social norms. So I ask you, if society is immersed, you know, steeped in this kind of depraved content and mindset. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. If that is the societal norm, then if a person's manifested personality traits substantially differ from that, are they considered crazy in this society? In such a society, shall we say? That's where we're headed. That's already the stage has been set for that, and the groundwork has been laid. We've seen it in the last 30 years or so. You know, normal, well-adjusted people, I would say, you know, that is synonymous with, in most cases, God-fearing folks. And I'm not talking about the, you know, the World Zionist Congress flag-waving contingent. Not that crowd. Not the, you know, McCain bomb Iran contingent. Not those folks. The actual, you know, God-fearing folks. So you know, the groundwork has been laid. The stage has been set. We've seen it for a while. How about this one? 19, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious church. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And you can see it in all kinds of places. One of the things that concerns me about these videos, you know, Academy of Ideas, for example, and I've mentioned it, Nietzsche is not God. You know, I call Jordan Peterson these days Nietzsche's bulldog. And it seems that everybody wants to interpret things through the lens of Nietzsche. That is customary in a, what they call, power evolving society. You know, when it's all about the will to power, then sure, I guess we start talking in terms of Nietzsche. And might makes right. The problem is that's the same strategy bad guys use. And it's a short trip from there to the end justifies the means. And it's a short trip from there to exterminationism or eliminationism, excuse me. Think about it. It's a short trip to Pike's letter to Mazzini and the reactionary movement. Which is antithetical to the biblical admonition and the Christian ethic, if you will. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then what? Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, the alphabet mafia, as Jason Whitlock puts it. I think he borrowed that from Dave Chappelle, by the way. I don't know if anybody did it first, but Dave Chappelle didn't say alphabet mafia. He said something else. Anyway, you know, they, to me, this, whatever it is that's really being, you know, fomented, again, speaking of victim psychopathy and so on, these people are being put up to something they don't realize. And this is really, it's something that is, it's a very dark, festering, ideological conflict that is not real. You know, it's based on the dehumanization of people, if folks actually get together, I mean, speaking of Dave Chappelle, you know, he tells the story in The Closer at the end of The Closer. It's a very humanizing story, if you will. Very personal, very touching. And so if the folks who are being goaded into a conflict that doesn't really represent them, into a, you know, a side of a conflict that doesn't really represent them, if they would just, you know, not allow themselves to fall into this victim psychopathy and lash out as a result of something they're actually being put up to that doesn't represent their interest. But again, I mean, this gets back to these pervasive influences. Speaking of, you know, Jocko Willink and the clip, The Unfortunate Features of Human Psychology, commenting on Norm Dixon's 1976 book on the psychology of military incompetence. As one YouTube commenter observed, you know, quoting Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, there are more things, Lucilius, that frighten us than injure us. There are more things that frighten us than injure us, and we suffer more in imagination than in reality. And then Marcus Aurelius, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. You're not, you know, a victim in the sense that you've been led to believe. But if you've been fed that message and it becomes a festering canker, as Norm Dixon puts it, you've been fed this message from a young age. I mean, think about what kids are learning these days. Residues of this early learning, as Norm Dixon puts it, in particular, unresolved conflicts. Oh, you mean like Gregory Bateson's double bind that we've been introducing to young people, that we've been demonstrating to young people over the last 18 months or so? You mean those kinds of unresolved conflicts? That's the double bind. That's the schizophrenia-inducing double bind. May remain wholly unconscious, yet provide a canker of inexhaustible anxiety. A canker of inexhaustible anxiety. When this anxiety becomes the driving force in life's endeavors, the fragile edifices of reason and competence are placed in jeopardy. The person loses their mind. That's what Gregory Bateson and colleagues concluded. That's how the double bind works. About this many times through the last 18 to 20 months or so. That's what they concluded. History of the term. Their findings indicated that the tangles in communication often diagnosed as schizophrenia are not necessarily the result of an organic brain dysfunction. Is it hereditary? Probably not. Instead, they found that destructive double binds were a frequent pattern of communication among families of patients, and they proposed that growing up amidst perpetual double binds could lead to learned patterns of confusion in thinking and communication. And then what happens? Exactly what Norm Dixon wrote about. And these people become the jihadis on the front lines, not just of, you know, the Wahhabi front, but also the United States military. What? Yeah, that's Norm Dixon's book on the psychology of military incompetence. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. It's these festering cankers, these double binds that are creating the what Huntington referred to as the clash of civilizations. It's being engineered, and social media is a vital element of it. It's a way to start to accelerate that clash of civilizations up to and including real time. You know, everyone, I mean, think about it. More people are isolated these days than were 20 months ago. And so people are sort of self-radicalizing, as the FBI puts it, via social media in many cases. It's, you know, and there's no human interaction, so to speak, dehumanizing themselves and one another, and really kind of pouring gas on a fire, you know, feeding this festering canker, as Norm Dixon put it, self-radicalizing, feeding into Huntington's clash of civilization. So it's not just the Wahhabi contingent. How dare you, Chris? You know, we're fighting for freedom and democracy. I know. I didn't eulogize Colin Powell on Monday, though I've thought about it all week. Not really sorry about that. I can't remember who commented, who said it best. Who was that on social media? Speaking of social media. I don't remember, but, you know, I was thinking about that on Monday, and then I saw Peter Mass's article over at The Intercept. Colin Powell was a nice man who helped destroy Iraq. And I thought, exactly. As Secretary of State in 2003, Powell lied at the United Nations about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction. But, you know, again, the end justifies the means. And so Peter Mass opens his article with a tweet from Muntadir al-Zaidi, who is the guy who threw his shoes at George W. Bush during the 2008 press conference in Baghdad. A lot of folks remember that. And the tweet was, "I am saddened by the death of Colin Powell without being tried for his crimes in Iraq." So it's an interesting article. I would say it's a good article. Anyway, you know, this is part of the schizophrenia-inducing double bind that Americans suffer from, especially the heartland, you know, who see things happen on September 11, 2001, for example, don't understand the forces behind the scenes creating these kinds of situations in lie hop, high hop, my hop sort of fashion. You know, let it happen on purpose, help it happen on purpose if that doesn't work. And if that doesn't work, then make it happen on purpose, which is exactly what guys like Brzezinski admit from time to time. We didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene. Or the infamous Patrick Claussen, for that matter. I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. You know? And how did he put that? "It's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran, which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests." What? These forces that are at work behind the scenes, you know what, Patrick Claussen, you first, buddy. Let's post him out somewhere on the front lines. Somewhere, you know, Rangers, you know, 75th Rangers, 2nd Battalion or something, doing knock and talk raids, kicking in doors. You first, Patrick Claussen. But that never seems to happen, does it? You have guys like Patrick Claussen saying these evil, awful things from the hallowed halls of their ivory towers. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way America gets to war would be what is best for U.S. interests. Astonishing. And so, you know, this is the double bind that's going on. Young, idealistic American men, I guess, and women too, which I don't think is right. Women shouldn't be in the military. That's just my own personal opinion. How dare you? I know. We shouldn't have a standing military force either. The Constitution forbids it. 2 years. That's long enough, right? Otherwise, we have endless wars of, you know, proxy imperialism, like we've seen in America. How's that working for us? I digress. Stick around. I'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
Okay, so, yeah. How does that square with, you know, fighting for freedom and democracy? Because it seems like the two don't really go together. So, I mean, remember I did that post and talked about it back in 2019, What's in a Word? And, it dawned on me that Patrick Claussen was doing more than just kind of spelling out how this works. You know, he used the word episode. And so all of a sudden it dawned on me, and according to the American Heritage Dictionary, episode is an incident or event that is part of a progression or larger sequence. Century Dictionary defines an incident as or an episode as an incident or action standing out by itself, but more or less connected with a complete series of events. That's interesting. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me. Aha. He's telling us a lot here with this one word. So, you know, as I wrote, this is well-known, established, and well-documented by experts like James Perloff, Peter Dale Scott, William Bloom, and many, 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 many others. But rarely do the masses get such a candid and revealing peek behind the wizard's official parliamentary curtain. So where was this in the, you know, debate between Dennis Prager and Howard Zinn, for example? They could have united folks who follow them, so to speak. You know, the Pragerites and the Zennites could have been united in that moment when Dennis Prager says America has given the world so much goodness, and Zinn says, yeah, but there's a lot of bad, and the bad maybe outweighs the good. They could have united in opposition to these episodes, for example, that Patrick Claussen is talking about, disingenuous episodes, and even Howard Zinn talked about this when he's talking about patriotism. What is the – let's define – the term patriotism and not get into, you know, drawn into the trap of vague generalities where suddenly the king's interests are construed or conflated as representing our own. There always are and always have been, again, as Washington put it, the cunning, ambitious, unprincipled folks who believe that contrary to our founding documents, people say, Chris, those were not written for us. That's fine, but that doesn't mean that we can't claim them for ourselves now if we don't clothe ourselves in this victim psychopathy, this slave mindset. Let's break out of that and decide for ourselves. Choose for ourselves. We have within our power, so to speak, to choose for ourselves. And if we do that and then we decide to choose for ourselves that, yes, these documents and the foundational tenets on upon which they're built, which they represent, if we identify with those and we claim them for ourselves and then we're met with resistance, well, that's a different thing. Again, getting back to the quotes, Seneca, there are more things, Lucilius, that frighten us than injure us. And that, again, as I've mentioned recently, I think Melissa Dykes is someone who has done a great job of pointing this out recently, that the frightening of people is really what is used. It's a very fascinating tactic of psychological warfare, to frighten rather than injure. And, you know, this is not a new thing. Reminds me, gosh, when was that? Gorby. Didn't he? Yeah, Mikhail Gorbachev. Speaking of murders in Afghanistan and Iraq and so on and so on, back in 93, he was the one who said, it was quoted in the LA Times, he said, this is a symbol. When Gorbachev occupied the United States Army Presidio, of all places, in San Francisco, LA Times quoted him. Also, this was entered in the Congressional Record back in 94. Folks like D.V. Kidd have pointed this out. He said, this is a symbol of our irreversible transition from an era of confrontation and militaristic insanity to a new world order. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about, you know, these psychological operations. So to use the tactic of frightening folks rather than injuring folks, we suffer more from more in imagination than in reality, according to Seneca. It's a very cunning tactic. It's a very sinister tactic because, you know, again, as we've seen for decades now, people are told that something is coming, and it's pretty obvious that things are building to a climax here. But you tell them this is going to happen, and then they start to suffer in their imagination. And at the same time, speaking of the double bind, you have people on the outside who don't understand the nuances and complexities of what's going on. For example, the shocking admission of people like Patrick Claussen and who oversimplify and who generalize and look at the person who is looking at these nuances and complexities and seeing that things have degenerated and continually move from a state of bad to worse. And they look at that person and oversimplify and generalize and say, well, clearly you're crazy because that hasn't happened. There's another way this happens, and I've talked about this on other broadcasts, on other networks. There are certain folks who talk about things, who sensationalize and dramatize things, talk about things in hyperbolic fashion. It's an 11 on the Richter scale, and when something happens, it's a 2 or a 3 or a 4, and that desensitizes people to the 2s and the 3s and the 4s, and also makes them look crazy to people around them, and also makes them feel crazy. It's a nuanced example of what I was just talking about. So you have all of this stuff going on, and we should be, you know, in Jordan Peterson's defense, we should be precise in our language. And getting to the bottom of some of these things. Why is this still happening? What Patrick Claussen talks about, you know, why is that still happening? And why are the Pragerites and the Zinnites not united in getting to the bottom of that? And as Smedley Butler said, you know, smashing the racket. And so much goes along with that. You know, it's not just the Wahhabi contingent. It's not just the United States military that's infected with these mind viruses. It's the alphabet mafia, as Jason Whitlock puts it. And that is a disparaging term. It is a pejorative. But hopefully it's a wake-up call. Don't be that crowd. Reach out to folks who don't hate you. They don't even know you. And as folks like Whitlock and Chappelle and others have pointed out, this is not one homogenous group. You know, like Dave Chappelle says, I forget what word he used. I think conscripted. Basically, they conscripted, you know, half of the alphabet. They took it for themselves. But it's not a homogenous group. They all ride in the same car, he says, but, you know, they're different groups. So then who is behind the weaponizing of these folks, feeding messages? And I've talked about this. You know, the way that it works, people say the Muslim community is bad. Well, they're hearing, as folks like Dr. Afia Siddiqui, brilliant woman, heard when she came over here, the United States government and military in particular converting people from Islam to Christianity at gunpoint. That's what they hear. And then if you watch Fox News, you hear something different. In the same fashion, the circles that these folks traffic in hear certain things. That was one of the points that Amala and Patrick made very well in their review of the Academy of Ideas video, Social Media, Why It Sickens the Self and Divides Society, Amala mentioned that there are studies that prove that search engines, for example, can con you into believing that the search results are objective, even though they are not, and they will lead you to a predictable, planned, predictable outcome of thinking and behavior, whether you are a lefty or a righty, so to speak. And that's astonishing. So people are acting on largely on motivations that are, I would say, almost entirely not their own. There's a little kernel of something that's taken and whipped up into a frenzy. And this is not a new thing. I hope to get into how Nesta Webster wrote about this 100 years ago. And it wasn't news then. This is, you know, same old tactic. These kinds of tactics have been scientifically refined and with military precision. And now with the introduction of advanced technology, weaponized, I think, beyond anything that civilization has ever seen. It's pretty interesting. So anyway, getting back to the Colin Powell stuff, I got to finish that thought real quick. Intercept article, Colin Powell was a nice man who helped destroy Iraq. Exactly. Derek Broz was the one that, yeah. So yesterday Derek Broz posted, and this really summed it up. You know, I've been struggling with this Colin Powell thing. So he posted, CNN is trying hard to make the narrative make sense, with a screenshot of the CNN article. Vaccinated people dying from COVID doesn't mean vaccines don't work. And, you know, so Colin Powell apparently died from complications related to COVID. It's probably the remdesivir protocol, or maybe it was ADE or whatever the case. Anyway, so, you know, Colin Powell passes away recently, apparently due to COVID-related complications. So Derek Broz writes, CNN is trying hard to make the narrative make sense. P.S. And you know, again, I've mentioned this for months now. Speaking of the double bind, you know, there is the the little kind of, yes, image that circulates on social media. It's on the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. Let me see if it's still there. Yeah. Also posted yesterday. Still waiting to hear back on this one. The image says, does your shot work? If yes, then why do I need one? If no, then why should I get one? So that's the narrative that CNN is trying to make sense. Speaking of double binds, schizophrenia-inducing double binds. So Derek Broz wrote, CNN is trying hard to make the narrative make sense. P.S. Colin Powell was a war criminal. And so, you know, that's it. I mean, you don't want to disparage folks posthumously, but we've had this conversation publicly, so it's really nothing different. Is it in poor taste? Perhaps, you know, like mom used to say, if you have to ask a question, you probably already know the answer, which is why I haven't said anything yet. And by the way, I didn't mention Kamala Harris's birthday yesterday either. Definitely not. Sorry about that. So there are local examples of this stuff happening. You know, we have a personal choice to make in all cases. We have a personal choice to make whether we will hold to a standard of decency, morality, virtue, morality, and religion, as folks like Patrick Henry put it, or whether we will descend into the cesspool of viciousness and degeneracy, in which case, what can we expect? You know, one of those old dead white guys told us that only virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Somebody want to be a master? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. All right, so what is to be done, dear comrades? What is to be done? The way that Thoreau put it in Walden, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. And it may be that he who bestows the largest amount of time and money on the needy is doing the most by his mode of life to produce that misery which he strives in vain to relieve. I wonder sometimes politically if we don't sort of lend ourselves to the problem in this fashion by hacking at the branches. W.T. Stead wrote Death by Government. William Thomas Stead, Rhodes Milner, insider, intriguer. W.T. Stead wrote Government by Journalism, in which he wrote government by the House of Lords perished. And, you know, this idea of government, well, he opened actually by writing Government by Kings went out of fashion in this country when Charles Stuart lost his head. And so, you know, government by divine right of kings is dead, basically, in true Illuminized sort of fashion, he wrote. And so he unpacks this idea of government by journalism. Well, like I said, Andrew Breitbart talked about what's next, looking ahead. What's next? He said, for me, 2011 is going to be a recommitment toward the righteous attempt to level the playing field in the media. This was very prescient, I would say, very astute. 2011 is going to be less about holding Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid accountable than it's going to be about holding George Stephanopoulos, Andrew Morse, ABC News, and the rest of the mainstream media accountable. Very insightful. Because if you go after Pelosi and Harry Reid, guess what? The media, obviously, you know, the mad dog press will be launched against you in true government by journalism, W.T. Stead sort of fashion. But if you go after the media, who's there to defend them? There are 1,000 hacking at the branches to one who's striking at the roots. Very, I think that was one of the things that really, you know, may have done Andrew Breitbart in. And being able to do that in conjunction with the message that he was bringing, for example, the 2012 CPAC, about vetting Barack Obama and having video from his college days and things, this was unimpeachable evidence of crimes against, you know, crimes of state, essentially, against the American public. So this is an interesting take, just some food for thought that I find fascinating and probably come back to. I hope it was informative. Didn't get to everything. I'll get to the get your attention stuff tomorrow. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.